bad, bad man. Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip, punching out hits like Gladys Knight and the Pips. The 5-foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are whacking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll off the red carpet, cause I'm curious. Vanilla Ice Platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts or your FP2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better off calling D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article done of hip-hop, and I won't stop. The 5-foot assassin has come to wreck no shop. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the
time.
Put a legend, choose a song, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Pick up, you gotta give that up to Fife. The Tribe Called Quest. R.I.P. to Fife Dawg from Tribe Called Quest. Our brother Fife from Tribe Called Quest, he transitioned, for those who don't know, so we got to do a little dedication to him real quick. That's that Scenario remix. Shout out to the family. What's going on, man? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. I am here ready to chop up good game as we do every week on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Call up. Let's chop it up. Let me see what's on your mind. We're going to make it do what it do, but what we're going to do now, family, we're going to take one of those quick commercial breaks. Oh, that's my jam right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, family, like I said, and we'll be right back on Tariq Elite Radio in just a moment. Don't trip.
Finally, the lecture tour everyone has been waiting for. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the Hidden Colors film series, Tariq Nasheed, live on the More Us Tour, coming to Miami on Saturday, April 23rd at the Betty T. Ferguson Recreational Complex. Coming to New York City on Monday, April 23rd. 25th at the Merkin Concert Hall. Coming to Dallas Friday, April 29th at the Hall of State Margaret and Al Hill Auditorium. Coming to Houston on Saturday, April 30th at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com.
What's up to all my Texas people? There's an upcoming event called Taste of Houston. This is where you get to ride a charter bus all around Houston to visit several black-owned restaurants, Jamaican, Nigerian, Sudanese, Ethiopian, Trinidadian, etc., and sample their food. And you also get to patronize black-owned businesses in Houston, like the Black Dollar Store, the Black Grocery Store, the Black Beauty Supply Store, the Black Daiquiri Store, etc. This event is going to happen on two dates, March 19th, 2016, and April 2nd, 2016. Both events start at 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For pricing and ticket information, go to visitblackhouston.com. Again, that's visitblackhouston.com. What's going on, family? I want to tell you about a brand new book out right now called Black As I Wanna Be from author Ezekiel J. Walker. Now, this book is a much-needed revolutionary response to the police brutality and institutional racism that we've grown to know all too well. Now, the book was inspired by the riots in Ferguson after the Mike Brown murder, and Walker candidly breaks down the game and speaks in a tone that the reader can understand. Very good book, family, and to find out more about the book, check out ZekeWrites.com. That's ZekeWrites.com.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
What's going on, family? Join me, Tariq Nasheed, live in Los Angeles for the first annual Plantation Celebration, a.k.a. the Coon Train Awards. It's going to be happening Saturday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Acme Comedy Theater on La Brea in Hollywood. Special celebrity guest judges will be on deck, and we're going to have a very special VIP meet and greet after the main event. Now, seating is limited for the Coon Train Awards, so you want to get your tickets early. Go to www.plantationcelebration.com. That's plantationcelebration.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
What's going on, fam? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I'm your gracious host. Y'all know me. My name is Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Also known as Denzel Sausageton to my wife. Ha! Yo, I need help with baby names, family. Y'all know me and my wife, we're having another kid. You know, we stay pregnant. And we have a boy. We got a boy coming. We already got two boys. We got another boy coming. We got a boy. You know, I got my older daughter. I cannot think of no names. We cannot think of no boy names. We need some names. Y'all give me some good names. Now, y'all email me at, kingflexfilms@yahoo.com. It was a brother, man, who sent me a book. Shout out to the brother who sent me the book. It was a book about African-American children's names. And I was like, oh, cool. This is great. I get some great ideas for names. And I got to keep it 100, brother. The names in this book were so ratchet. Brother, I thank you for sending the book. I appreciate you. I respect you. But those names, this book was full of some of the most ratchetest hood radish names I've ever heard. It was like Quantavious, and it was just made up names. I don't know if the brother who wrote the book made up the names, and he was making up names and making up meanings to the names. The book is upstairs. I don't want to put the brother on blast because I know my brother meant well, but these were some of the most ghetto fucking names. The Travius, Shaquinte, given the names all of these crazy ass meanings. Like, Braquanda means seeker of God. I'm like, dude, no, that don't mean that. Pertavius means leadership and courage. No, it don't mean that, brother. I respect you. I'm going to show y'all the book Sunday on my Ustream show. I'm going to show y'all this brother's book, man. I'm going to read some of the actual names. I should have brought the book with me. I don't have it in my hands, but I'm going to read some of the actual names on the book from the book on my Ustream show. These names were ratchet as hell. These names sound like suspects. Whenever you hear the 6 o'clock news and you hear these hood rat ass names, unfortunately, the book had a lot of them in there, man. We can't be just making up all these names that sound crazy. And I know my brother means well. I know you meant well, brother. No disrespect to you. But I'm gonna show that book on Sunday. Y'all remind me to show y'all that book on this Sunday. And shout out to the brother who wrote it. No disrespect to you again, brother. Much love to you. Man, somebody asked, what's the background beat? It was a brother who sent me this instrumental. This shit is tight, ain't it? Hold on. It was somebody who sent me this instrumental. I don't know what it is. What's the dude's name? C-Mix, something like that. Chelvis Miller. I think that's the brother's name. Chelvis Miller. And that's a hell of a name right there. Chelvis, goddamn. His mama named him from a name from that book. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. We got a lot of folks calling. Let me get on this call real quick. Who is this? Hold on. One second. Come on, phone line. Answer, goddammit. Okay.
Hold on. My nick.
Hey, what's up, family? Uh-oh. What happened? Okay. I done fucked it up. My bad. Oh, there was a little disconnection thing there. I don't know what happened. Let me relaunch my Skype. But before I get into the phone calls, man, Hidden Colors 4... is coming. We're looking at May. It looks like Hidden Colors 4 will be released this coming May. Because I'm basically finished. I basically finished all the hard work for Hidden Colors 4 yesterday. Which is a lot of the research and all that stuff. That's the hard stuff. The research, getting all the B-roll footage and getting all the rights to all that stuff, that's the hard part. So that's finished with, and we're just doing a lot of little cleanups and all that, which is going to be knocked out within a week or so. But we're looking at around mid-May. I'm going to get in touch with the my movie theaters that I usually work with and do business with. So y'all get ready. Hidden Colors 4 should be hitting the theaters worldwide in mid-May. Possibly early May. I just got to check with the theaters and all that. And if this is going to be worldwide, I'm going to be over there in England. We're going to London. We're doing a premiere over there. It's going to be me doing a lecture and Robin Walker, who's also in Hidden Colors 4. We're going to be chopping it up, doing a lecture / screening. So it's going to be a very big event over there in England. And it's going to be big here in the United States. It's going to be in all the major cities. So we're going to make it pop off. We're going to make it do what it do. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 if you don't have it. And also, you can get your Coon Train tickets now at PlantationCelebration.com. PlantationCelebration.com, that's where you can get the tickets to the first annual Coon Train Awards. We're having that out here in Los Angeles in Hollywood at a place called the Acme Theater. There were some issues with the ticketing because we had to go through their website for the tickets, but that's been resolved. So all my LA people, you can get your tickets right now. If you're listening now, go there right now and get your tickets and let's get this thing popping. We're going to have a great time. My man Zoe Williams is going to be one of the judges. My man Freeze Love, comedian Freeze Love, he's going to be one of the judges too. I want to get a female comedian to be one of the judges too. I'm trying to think. I wanted to get Lunel. We almost had her, but there was another booking she had. And I'm trying to get another female comic. Now, I don't need y'all to send me a million emails giving me suggestions. I know of different female comics and all that. I need people with connections, not suggestions. People who know these folks and know their availability. Because what happens is a lot of people just start flooding you with names. Get Dave Chappelle. Get Steve Harvey. I mean, no. I need people who got the connections to make some shit happen. Y'all hit me up if y'all know personally some female comedians who are thorough, who can come down. And thorough is the operative word, because I've had a lot of other comedians who wanted to come down, because what I want to do in between categories, we'll have a couple of comics come up and do, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of stand-up and all that. But a lot of the comics that I've been running into are not, you know, are like kind of half-assed. Because I want to give a lot of the new guys some shine, but I see a lot of corny-ass fucking comics, new dudes, that's kind of, So all my L.A. folks, man, if y'all know some comics out here, you're connected with some funny-ass dudes who want to come up and do 2 or 3 minutes stand-up, get some shine, because this is going to be a big event. A lot of people are going to be watching this, because we're going to stream this live. This is going to be streamed live on the PlantationCelebration.com website. So it's going to really pop off. You guys are going to want to be a part of this. We're going to make it do what it do. Now let me try the phone line again. What's up? Who's calling?
You a bitch ass nigga.
Nigga, you didn't even sound gangster when you said that, dude.
You a bitch ass nigga. Whole ass nigga Marcus.
If you got to say some shit like that, you got to put some bass in your voice, my dude. This sound like one of the lovers of that bitch nigga I clowned a few weeks ago on Ustream. That Trey nigga, that sound like a nigga connected to him. Didn't this nigga sound like he had pubic hairs on his lips? You a bitch ass nigga. Trying to hold in his giggle. You a bitch ass nigga. Nigga. Sound a little more gangster next time. there's a fuckboy revolution. You know that? The fuckboys have just taken over the asylum. There's a fuckboy revolution. It ain't even moist, nigga. Some of that's just fuckboy shit. I'm gonna have to do a show about that, the fuckboy revolution. Fuckboys have run amok. Let's see who this is. What's up, who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq?
What's up, man? Who's calling? Who is this?
I've been waiting for a minute to chop it up with you, man. First of all, let me just say I appreciate you. Oh, by the way, my name is Captain Yao. That's what you y'all call me up on it.
Yes, indeed.
I just been noticing some things, man, with the black people conscious community. I've been noticing we focus too much time on these debates about whose religion is better, whose way is right, and instead of us just, you know, just focus on uniting and building our economic game, you know what I mean? Just sticking together. We just focus on all the dumb shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you know what it is, dude. A lot of people want to focus on everything except building something. They want to focus and debate on everything because debating, that's a smokescreen to get people away from actually doing something tangible. Because we have gotten into the habit of sitting around running our goddamn mouths, not doing anything, and letting white mommy and daddy take care of stuff. And we're going to have to get out of that habit. And a lot of so-called conscious people are some of the main culprits of that.
And also, I wanted to say another thing. Like, if some shit was to really go down, a lot of us, we don't stand a chance in hell. Most of us, we out of shape. Niggas busy smoking, drinking. They ain't got no damn guns.
Oh, yeah.
We really need to focus on militarizing ourselves and getting some damn discipline. Because I see these white boys, and I'm a martial artist. A lot of them are doing Filipino knife fighting, MMA, shooting guns, running. A lot of black people ain't doing that shit, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's mainly why I wanted to chop it up with you. I like your work, man. You look funny as hell. The cool train, I'm waiting for that. You a funny ass nigga, man. Yes, you have me dying though.
Man, much respect to you, man. Thank you so much. But my man, my brother has a point, man. A lot of brothers out here ain't in shape. The sisters ain't in shape. Niggas are smoked out, shermed out, leaned out. You can't really stand up to an oppressive system and you out of your goddamn mind. That's the name of the game. They deliberately get you out of your mind. That's why with the music and everything else, they promote you getting high, laying back, and bullshit. They promote that. That's promoted within white supremacist culture. And black folks, we fall for it hook, line, and sinker. We're not prepared for anything, man. We bullshit too much. Just like we're on the plantation. That's what today's show is about. Today's show is talking about the Negro slave buck mentality. And we talk about the Negro Bedouins, but we got to talk about that Negro slave buck. Because a lot of brothers have that slave buck mentality. And you can't depend on certain people to handle things for you. We got to start getting a code of conduct so that we can handle things as a group. Because what happens is we try to assign certain things to certain people. And we don't know if we're assigning certain things to a damn Negro slave buck or a coon. For example, the DA in Brooklyn, New York, some man named Ken Thompson. Story came out today. Now, Ken Thompson, the black DA in Brooklyn, a lot of people were singing his praises. Oh, we got a black DA, so he's going to get things straight up here with all this police brutality. And as we know, there was an Asian cop who killed a brother named Makai Gurley out there in Brooklyn. So the Asian cop was charged and he was convicted, and they're going to sentence him in a couple of weeks. April 14th, they're going to sentence him. Now, this black DA, Ken Thompson, quietly put out a little press release today with a butter biscuit in his mouth talking about, well, he suggests there will be no jail time for this Asian cop who killed this black man. He suggested that he gets no jail time and like 5 years probation. This butter biscuit Sambo-ass coon is basically giving the race soldiers a green light to kill more people in New York and all over the country for that matter. Do you know how dangerous that is? You're giving more people the green light, more people impunity for killing melanoid people. This Sambo-ass nigga that black people rallied around. See, you got to use your money, because all the Asian people who are out there upset, they were using their paper and they were threatening to get him out of office. They're about to put their paper together on his ass. But he still should have stood firm and not punked out like that. This coon ass nigga. And we should put him in one of the coon train categories, because that's a shameful, dangerous thing he did. And that's why we have the Coon Train Awards, because understand, these coons are dangerous, man. That's dangerous as shit, what he's doing. Because now the white supremacists, he's setting it up so the white supremacists can give this damn race soldier, this Asian race soldier, a slap on the wrist. So y'all watch out for the fuckery that's going to happen at his sentencing on April 14th because of this coon making this recommendation. Because they'll prop the coon up and say, hey, well, the coon said it was okay, so I guess we'll just give him time served. And if that happens, it's a wrap. They're going to just go all in on brothers and sisters out there, especially in New York. That's some dangerous shit that nigga did. That's why we're having the coon train. Because, you know, we make jokes and we make fun and we make light of it, but we do that to shame these niggas, because there is no mechanism in place to punish these coons. We talk about how much we hate them or whatever, but we got to start publicly shaming these niggas, letting them know your name is going to be shit if you're going to do dangerous, detrimental things to black society like that. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get a call. Let me see who else is on the phone. That moist little bitch-made coon, he keeps calling up. That dude who's trying to troll, I'm not going to let him troll on today's show. I'm ready to chop up some good game. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Jamar from Pittsburgh, PA.
What's up, Jamar? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing pretty good. I have some opinions about the Don't Vote campaign.
Yes, go ahead.
I believe, isn't it possible for people to write in vote? I feel like that we as Illinois people should write in under a common name, and that way, you know, like right under a common name, like More Us, or under the name More or Illinois Nation, and that way we can be known in the public light that we're out there by the millions.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it can be like used as a tool for us to, you know, get some traction.
Yeah, and Brother Claude Anderson talked about how we need to pull out of the Democrat and Republican Party and create our own party.
And yeah, just vote independent, right? Vote under that common name. Every time we don't enter a or vote for anybody, we just write in that name, More Us.
Yeah. And that's a great idea, and that's something that we need to have think tanks about so that we can organize it and then execute it and get the momentum going on that, brother. So definitely something
like that
will be.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I mean, what's the think tank? Because I would love to go about doing
it. That's the thing, and because we had one think tank before, so we need to have bigger and more frequent think tanks so that like-minded people can get together and talk about stuff like this. Like, for example, this is an open forum where we're talking now, but as we speak, there are trolls and coons trying to call in the show right now to play. So this is why we need these little low-key think tanks where we can circle our wagons and we can get the thinkers who are serious to bring their input to the table so we can flesh out some serious ideas. Because again, we got too many people with that plantation mentality. Everything has to be me, 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 look at me, give me attention. Anytime there's a congregation of black people, somebody starts showing out just so they can get some damn attention, and then we get back to square one. So that's why it's important to have think tanks so that we can come up with ideas like this, and we don't get the coons and the Rhythm Spoons ideas thrown in there, fucking up the energy. You feel me?
Because I'm come presidential election, I'm gonna just write in More Us, as you know, that's who I'm voting for.
I'm gonna
advise other people to do that. Write under More Us as a candidate. And that way, it can put you, I believe, in the limelight. They'll be like, who is this More Us person? And then that way, it'll push us to the forefront.
There you go, man. Thank you for the call, brother. There you go. Oh, anybody, you gotta put More Us in. You put anything in there. Just not goddamn Trump and Hillary, because it looks like Hillary might actually win the presidency. I still don't think Donald Trump is going to win. Now, with all this shit, no. I don't think Donald Trump is going to win. Donald Trump will make the block too hot, and the people in charge, they know that, because you got people out here that are not fucking around. Just like y'all saw what happened in Brussels, in Belgium the other day. There was a bunch of bombs going off because there was some so-called terrorists that they were looking for. And the terrorists, I assume, based on reports, felt law enforcement circling in on them. So they start setting shit off. And also, there's an alert now out here that there might be some terrorism activity somewhere out here now. So there's some little alerts going on. And, you know, there was just some bombings and stuff going on in France not too long ago. And what's interesting, everybody starts rallying around the European nations that get these bombs. But there have been a couple of bombings in the west coast of Africa where dozens of people have been killed, and you hear nothing about that. You don't hear no pray for Africa, or pray for this African country. You know, I have a problem with that. Not to condone anything. Nobody should be getting blown up. But, I mean, damn, if we're going to pray for people, let's pray for every damn body. Let's have the same outreach and outrage for everybody who's experiencing any type of terrorism. Now, there are a lot of people, you know, talking about the Belgian situation. Some people are saying that was karma, what happened in Belgium, for what the Belgians did to the Africans under King Leopold. For those who don't know, what King Leopold, in the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, that man went over there, the King of Belgium, went over there and just terrorized the Africans. This man chopped off the hands and the feet and the arms of African men, women, and children who didn't pick rubber or harvest rubber for him, because he had like the whole rubber industry on lock. So they were over there mutilating Africans. And the world turned a blind eye to that and let that thing go on for a long time. So a lot of people are saying that's karma. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know. But I'm just saying, because nobody should be blowing up or harmed or whatever. But my thing is, my issue is with the way bombings in Africa are handled. They downplay that, but then we got to all stand up and sing kumbaya for the European nations whenever there's an attack with them. And again, this brings me back to Trump, you know, because Trump is trying to, you know, grandstand. Yeah, I'll get the terrorists. If they do that, I'll get them. And Trump can't even stop motherfuckers from fighting at his rallies. All right. And if Trump were to become president, all the bridges he has burned, he'd make the block hot. People, all types of terrorist groups will be over here trying to get at people here. So now they know that the people who really, really run the show, they know that. But I digress. Let me see who else we got on the phone. What's up, who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is all Red from St. Louis, man.
Hey, man, how you doing, fam? What's on your mind?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, man, I need some advice, man. All right, so I'm on Twitter, and I'm talking to Charlamagne, Charlamagne the guy that's on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
About the Cat Williams situation. And he uploaded the original video, I guess the video that's showing like the full footage. So yeah. I just was like, man, damn, like you setting our brother out, you setting the homie out, man. You know, he kinda came back on some like the nigga still lost and whoopie wop. Well, you know what I'm saying? Just kinda like just making it seem like still lampooning him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I just need to invite, like, you think it was like, you know, I guess kind of going on my way, just like trying to like check him about it, because I know he's an entertainer and he does that, just like kind of, you know.
Yeah, you know what? You know, and speaking of Charlamagne, I'm going to be on Charlamagne's show. Well, the Breakfast Club. For those who don't know, I'm going to be on the Breakfast Club April 25th when I'm out there in New York. I'm going to be in New York, and I'm doing the Breakfast Club on April 25th. So you guys want to tune in to that? That's going to be a historic interview with me and the Breakfast Club chopping it up. And I feel where Charlamagne is coming from, because, you know, I've seen the whole video of the fight where what happened was, and a lot of folks don't know, there's a video circulating around of comedian Cat Williams. He was just in jail. He got bail. He bailed out of jail. He's out on bail. He was in the projects, I think somewhere in Atlanta, just kind of hanging out with the kids, playing kickball with the kids, which he should have been there with security. That's another thing. My brother Cat, you got to start going places with security, dude. I know you want to keep it real and all that, but it's always going to be a little knucklehead on some bullshit, man. You need security with you. So he's out there just, you know, chopping it up with kids in the hood, playing with him and all that stuff. And there was one teen who was kind of trying to punk him. See, a lot of folks don't know that there's a video of this teen who's a little bigger than him. He was kind of rolling up on Cat, and Cat kept walking off from the dude, but the dude wouldn't let Cat go, so Cat had to hit it, slide him with a punch. So the kid kind of hemmed Cat up a little bit, put him in a hold a little bit. Now, Cat, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He might have been kind of, he didn't want to really hurt the kid, I don't think, because if Cat really, really, you know, did something to the kid, you know, they'd be suing the shit out of Cat. So, but the shit was still funny, though. Let's be real.
Yeah, it was funny.
The shit was funny, seeing a little 16, 17-year-old kid him Cat up like that. He like, get off me, little boy. You know, it's funny. You know, I did something with the Krispy puppet. You know, it was funny. You dig? So people are making their jokes, and you know, I don't blame Charlamagne. I made jokes about it. It's funny. And I love Cat. You know,
yeah. I seen your video, man. That shit was funny as hell, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny as hell, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Another question, man. When you gonna come through St. Louis, man?
I did a lecture down there during the whole Mike Brown situation. Whenever they get their money together and bring me back on out, man, I'll come on out and make it do what it do.
Man, we need it.
Man, much
we
respect.
Need it,
I do. I need to come through, man. But I'll holler at you, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, let me play the audio from the Krispy episode. Y'all got to see it. Y'all got to go to the Krispy page. Go to YouTube. Y'all got to see the video of all the Krispy puppet videos. Go to YouTube and then type in Krispy puppet. On YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Krispy Puppet. Hold on, what's going on my computer? But this is the audio from the Krispy Puppet.
Get off me, everybody!
Hold on, this shit is loading up.
Get your black ass on me, little girl! Somebody get their child, everybody! Get your child, everybody!
Alright, so y'all gotta see the video. This shit is fun. It's hilarious. Alright, let me put my back in music back on so we can chop it up. But again, the hood, going to the hood like that, Cat don't need to be doing that, man, because he's out there playing with the kids. He's playing kickball, and you know, there were people filming him. It's always going to be someone to try to test you, somebody trying to get hood props. The hood is a plantation, man. The hood is a plantation. That's all it is, man. We got to keep it 100. The hood is a plantation. And people on plantations do slave shit. We've regressed back into a slave mentality. The women are mammies. The women are bedwinches and wannabe bedwinches. And a lot of the dudes are Negro slave bucks. Tap dancing, cooning. I saw a video today. I posted it on my Instagram and Facebook. There's this black dude at some school, some little high school. And this dude is asking this girl to go to the prom. The girl looked like she's white or Hispanic. And you know, niggas, when white people and Hispanic women come around, niggas get to dancing and shuffling and buck dancing. You become a grade A Negro slave buck when a white woman comes around. Nothing brings out the slave buck in a black man more than a white woman or a non-black one. And I'm not hating on any interracial relationships. There are people who are in interracial relationships who really love each other. There's some fine white women. There's some fine Hispanic. There's some ugly ones, too. There's some ugly white women, blah, blah, blah. But black folks, when they get around white people, or you, white pussy is being dangled in front of you, niggas just go all out. You start performing, dancing. This dude asked this chick to the prom. He had like a whole dance routine. There was two other niggas dancing with him. He's like a broke ass usher, dancing and twerking, and then pulled out some flowers and asked the girl to go to the prom. It was some real Sambo Coon shit. Y'all need to go to my Instagram at Instagram/TariqElite. At Tariq Elite. That's my Instagram. Y'all got to see this video. And also, when dudes get in trouble, when you're out here hustling, then you fuck up. You're not really hustling. You're scamming. But when you fuck up, you got niggas going to court singing now. Have y'all seen this video of this nigga in court singing? I want to play this video. Well, y'all can hear the audio of it. This dude is in court. He's actually singing at his sentencing. This is how slavish and coonish we've been reduced to. You're in a court of law. You done fucked up. You done some stupid shit. Now, I don't even know what he did, to be honest. I think he had a concealed weapon. He was like, I'm looking at the description now. He was in court for unlawful imprisonment and carrying a concealed weapon. So it sounded like he might have kidnapped somebody. But listen to this nigga. This nigga who had a gun, he was gangster shit in the streets. This is why these niggas who talk tough. Oh, you gangster, you pistol whipping chicks, throwing them in the trunk and kidnapping them and all this old shit. And then when you get to court, you like this.
That's why I wrote a song.
Hello there, Your Honor. I wanna say I'm sorry for the things I've done, and I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know,
this nigga fucking the words up.
That door I close, and Your Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
You're a bit coon.
To my mother, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To the victim, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
This is real, by the way. This is very real.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Oh.
I like that last note. Did this nigga try to put a little riff in the end? Hold on.
Wait.
He tried to do a little riff
yes,
at the
Your
end.
Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Oh.
Oh.
Thank you, Your Honor.
No, nigga. No, you don't do that in court, dude. This nigga, he look all hard. That nigga name is Money Loke. Killer bullet wound. And in court singing like a bitch. That's sad. This nigga G-Card needs to be revoked. Let me put some music to this nigga shit. Hold on.
Hello there, Your Honor. I wanna say I'm sorry for the things I've done, and I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know,
come on,
that door I close. In Your Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Now, this nigga might not want
to
be doing
to
all that
mother,
singing.
I'm sorry.
Because, you know, they got televisions in jail, so this nigga's doing all this singing. That nigga getting the wrong jail cell, the nigga be like, hey, nigga, why don't you sing that song to me? Hey, nigga, sing that song you sung in court, nigga. He gonna be singing that song, my nigga's tearing his ass up. He gonna be changing the words around. My hole is a weary. I got niggas making me suck dick for cigarettes. My booty is open and it's leaking. I wanna say sorry for my niggas putting they dick all up in my cheeks, oh Lord, for the things I've done, tossing salad and giving these niggas conjugal visits. Hello, my booty is wide. All right, let me stop. Oh, let me put my music back on. Oh, don't sing now. Come on, man. Oh, my God. Don't get soft now. My Lord. Speaking of nigga shit, speaking of nigga shit, I saw another video of a case down in Florida where it was some teens, little 15-year-old niggas. They stole a car. They went on a big old police chase. They stole a couple of cars. And these niggas in court, there were some hood rats who came up to the courthouse. They're in the court. The hood rats in there throwing up gang signs and acting coonish. And they got the niggas in there acting coonish and showing out. And these niggas don't understand the consequences, man. They about to throw the book at these niggas. And they're in court showing all the way out. Now listen to this.
Chaos in the streets. Teens accused of joyriding in a stolen car, then taking off on foot.
A day later, chaos in court. The young defendants cursing and carrying on with little regard for the law. The teens charged with the crimes, not the only ones causing a ruckus.
Friends and family members also got rowdy, and the judge wasn't having it. 7's Omar Lewis has the disorder in the courtroom live from the Broward County Courthouse. Omar?
Good afternoon. Well, the video from the car chase to the courtroom definitely has folks talking in disbelief. Those teens who showed up to support the suspects involved in that car chase are now facing charges for contempt of court. And we're told the Broward County Sheriff's Department is now in the process of filing additional charges this afternoon.
Now, that's a hood rat. Now, okay, that's a hood rat yelling out the hood. It's a little hood. She's got her little raggedy lace front on and some pink zebra skin pants, standing up, throwing up some gang signs, talking about the neighborhood or whatever. Okay.
A Broward County courtroom turned into a circus Tuesday. What was supposed to be a serious situation was met with laughing, smiling, kicking, cursing, and outbursts. Just one day after police say 14 suspects led them on a multi-city chase. The end result, more individuals being taken into custody.
I don't get the camera though. Hush your mouth. I said it.
At the hearing for 15-year-old Maurice Thomas, the suspected driver, and 15-year-old Thomas Butler, seen here smiling for our cameras, the pair seem to show up to show out in front of a judge. They're already accused of stealing cars and running from police. Also, the four suspects are wanted for crimes in Broward, Palm Beach, and Martin counties. It started Monday evening when police say four teens stole this blue car at Lighthouse Point, then ditched it in Lauderdale Lakes, took off across this field, and stole another car, police say. The suspects were caught, but the antics continued Tuesday in the courtroom when their friends were belligerent, then refused to leave. In the end, several more were arrested. And those suspects who are allegedly involved in that car chase are now facing charges, as we mentioned, several charges, and they will be now on home detention. As for those teens you saw there facing contempt of court charges, they'll face a Broward County judge later this afternoon. We will be there, of course. That is the latest for now here in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
Omar Lewis.
All right. Okay. So that was that, man. So basically, these niggas, man, who look crazy, these young dudes, 15 years old, look cracked out. They're in court, man. Their eyes are rolling around looking just coked out, drugged out as hell. These niggas look crazy. Hold on, who the hell is this emailing me? Hold on, let me take all this shit down. Hold on. I'm trying to chop it up. All right, sorry about that. I have my Facebook up. So these dudes, man, they in court. These young dudes, they like 15 years old. They looking shermed out, leaned out. Their eyes are rolling around and looking crazy as fuck. Goofy fucking grins. Dusty ass hood rats coming in the court shouting. All on lean, all that shit. And again, these are dudes, man. And this is why it's important. For men, let me talk to the men, especially men in the hood. If you're in the hood, if your mama, because the hoods are matriarchal dwellings, the hoods is controlled by the white supremacists, and they let the women manage it. If you're in the hood as a male, and if you cannot find a mentor, which is going to be very difficult to find in the hood. If you cannot find a male mentor in the square legit world, get yourself around some older hustlers in the neighborhood. Find you a drug dealer or a pimp who's at least 29, 30 years old. Find you a hustler, for real hustler, who's hustling for real, who has a little thing going on, who's older. I want y'all to listen to me, because this is some real shit right here. Find you some pimping. Find you a D-boy or somebody who's shot calling a little bit, who's around 30 years old. Soak up game from those dudes. Because the little young dumb niggas that's around your age, these niggas are going to get you locked up for a million years on some stupid shit, or they're going to get you killed. An older hustler, which is, you know, it's the lesser of two evils, but at least they can give you some game on how to stay alive long enough for you to use some hustling skills to get up out that area. You might not have to get into the line of work they're in, but if they're alive and they're doing good business at the age of 29 and 30, that means they know how to avoid certain pitfalls, and that's what you need to learn. That shit that y'all heard on the tape, that was a pitfall these dumb niggas fell into, and the white supremacists, they set that up. They want you to rebel and carjack and follow these hood rats and let these hood rats egg you on, and you get up in court showing out, throwing up your hood. They love that shit because you ain't never getting out. That makes their job easier. Dumb, rebellious, rebels without a cause shit. They love dumb nigga shit like that. Because it's all about emotion and feeling good. Now, these kids, those dudes, they don't realize what's going to happen to them. These niggas are going to get locked down. They ain't getting out. They ain't about to let these niggas out for a long time. So that's why they're doing all that grinning and playing. They don't know yet. They've never had harsh consequences like that. And once they get locked down for real, because they've probably been in juvie a couple of days or whatever. But now that this is a case that they're going to politicize, they're going to put you all on TV, let you act a goddamn fool, and they're going to politicize this case. So now you're going to have politicians running in office on the way they prosecute your dumb ass. They're going to use you as an example and throw the book at you. And it's going to take a minute for you to realize you ain't getting out. Mama ain't going to come save you. While those hood rats who egged you on, they're going to be back in the hood with new dicks in their mouths. Your dumb ass is going to be locked down with a dick in your mouth. You dig? So that's why you get around some hustlers, for real, older hustlers, to lace you with the game, to tell you what to do and what not to do, and mistakes to make and mistakes not to make. Because the shit they were doing, all that carjacking and coming up in the courtroom acting stupid, shouting out the hood, real hustlers shy away from that. Real hustlers look down on that stupid shit. That's why I say get around some hustlers, because if you're around some hustlers, you would know not to make the block hot like that. You don't get up in court shouting out your fucking hood. Now you done made the block hot. You and your little dumbass friends done made the block hot. So now niggas who are getting money, they got to shut it down for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, because y'all dumbasses done made the neighborhood hot with stupid shit. So now, in an effort to get all these little dumb niggas, the law enforcement are going to be knocking on doors, flipping niggas. So now you got to shut down the dope spot. You got to shut down the track. Dusty niggas and hood rats fuck up hustle game. That's why you need to be around hustlers to learn what to do and what not to do. That's very important. That's like with my man Cat. Cat should have been out there in the hood playing and all. Nah, that's not what you do. You go get them and take some of them up out of there. You get them off the plantation. You say, hey, why don't y'all come follow me over here, man? We're going to go shoot hoops over here, over in this spot. Because you up there in the hood with niggas who ain't got nothing to lose. Niggas who don't respect that. Niggas don't respect somebody coming in there
trying to show love like that. Niggas want you there fucked up with them. That's why they're going to try to punk you and push on you so you can hit them and bounce on them and wail on them so they can sue you later. I know Cat was trying to do the right thing, but no, you got to keep, you got to get dudes up out of there. You got to get cats up out of there. Let me see who this is calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, what's good, King Flex? How you do?
I'm good, man, but you're going to have to take that sultry fucking sound out your voice, man. You sound sultry, dude. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, King Flex. Sorry. It was just, I can't speak too loud right now. Right. My name's Paul.
All right, man. You sound like you're getting your toes done, man. Where you at right now? You at work?
No, I'm in the library.
Okay. That's why you whispering. There you go. I was wondering, why is this nigga calling me whispering? I mean, goddamn.
Nah, he's not even like that.
Y'all calling me on some Netflix and chill. What you doing at the library, man? What you got going on?
Well, I'm studying right now because I have an exam in the morning. I'm in school and all that.
Okay.
First off, I want to thank you for last week, or 2 weeks ago, when you told me to start stepping my game out, to different places to spread my game, and it's working very, very well.
Oh, good. So, good, good.
Yeah.
Kind of women you meeting?
I went to other schools, and I'm meeting other people, and it's working so good in my favor. I'm meeting, like, new people, you know. We're going on different dates now, new activities and all that.
Oh, cool. So, what was the last date you went on? What was the last date you went on?
Well, a little happy hour here and there, to the museum. We got some ice cream.
Uh-oh. You weren't cupcaking, were you?
Nah, none of that.
You didn't hit it. Did you hit it yet?
Not yet. It takes time. You know,
I got some audio from the date you went on. Is this you right here?
Hello there. I want to say I'm sorry.
Was this you singing?
For the things I've done.
Nah.
Okay, that wasn't you. Stronger. All right, so when you going back out with the girl?
We've got some plans for the weekend. We trying to go to the club, you know. Hopefully that transpires to another situation, you know.
There you go. Now, she ain't dealing with no dudes, out, is she?
I mean, she got the people on the side, but I'm not too worried about that because I'm not looking for anything serious in the first place.
Okay, dude. Okay, hold on. No. She got some things on the side. No. What does that mean?
I mean, she's in school, so, I mean, I understand her. She got options and all that.
Okay. No. Let's not sugarcoat this shit. Is she fucking some other dudes?
I don't know. I can't say yes or no.
Does she have a dude? Does she have a guy that she's seeing?
On the regular? Nah.
Okay. On this, does she kind of have a guy that she's seeing?
Yeah. I mean, she got somebody she's talking to.
Okay. Look, dude. Right now, you are the side nigga, okay? When a woman says she's talking to a dude, that's her main dude. Let's stop that. She'll downplay it around you because you're taking this motherfucker out to get ice cream and all this shit. You do not want to become the side nigga. You become the side nigga. When a chick tells you she has options, nigga, that's some shit you're supposed to shut down or charge to the game. You don't go along with that. When they tell you some bullshit, they got options, and she's going out with you, either she's trying to put you in the trick bag or she's a slut, and you need to be banging a slut. You dig?
I want you
to stop this going out and getting ice cream and all this shit, talking about she got little side niggas and all that. What the fuck? What does that make you? That makes you the simp of the year. You're not in this game to be a simp. You're in this game to win. You're not trying to babysit the next nigga's chick. Because that's what you're doing right now. You're babysitting this chick.
I mean, I'm just trying to get what I want and just keep them moving.
And a lot of dudes try to get what they want, and they loiter around these women, and these women string you along because they know what you want, and they are getting what they want from the next nigga. But when it's time for ice cream and taking me out and all this old stuff, they call you. It's time to shut that shit down and put your foot down and pull your dick out. Literally. I don't want you to show up and pull your dick out literally, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand, man.
But don't let no woman make you the side nigga. Stop believing everything these women tell you. This woman has told you, yeah, this is a dude, yeah, this is guy I be talking to. You know, it ain't serious, though. You know, I be talking to him. That's my friend. Women always minimize the dick that they get. That nigga.
That's what they said, too. That's exactly what they said.
Exactly. I know how they. I know. Whenever they say that, they always minimize the nigga. and it's their main dude. It's their main dude. Whenever a woman says to me she has any kind of dude, I'm just in there to hit it. If I'm not hitting it, we're not going bowling, skating, finger painting, none of that shit.
But what did they tell you? It's over. Like, this is in the past. And you just say, okay, they're done with this person, so you've got your own chance to, you know.
Now, if they say that, it should be on and popping with you two. Y'all, you should be smashing. See, the woman that you're dealing with, she hadn't told you that yet. This woman
exactly.
She's told you that she's already dealing with a dude, and you chose to still deal with her, and deep down, she can't respect that. Women don't respect a man that will still get with them if they got another dude that they're dealing with. Women can't respect that. You got to shut shit down. Mm. You got to be a boss. See, you can't be a beta male. You got to be an alpha male. Alpha men don't share no chick, nigga.
But I'm getting some kind of cooperation. I mean, the cooperation is there, you know.
What kind of cooperation? Nigga, are any of your orifices getting wet around this woman? Any mouth, penis, anything getting licked, sucked, or penetrated? Well, that's not cooperation.
You know, we just vibing, for real, for real. You know.
Nigga, you're vibing. She's hustling. Got it?
I feel you, man.
Nigga, she ain't gave up no pussy or no money. You understand? Nigga, if you dealing with somebody need to give up some pussy or some money.
Some money, for real.
You dig?
If
ain't nobody giving that up, they're getting something out the game. They're getting it from you. They're getting some paper from you. They're getting those nice, good dates from you.
We're tough.
Now, how long have you
had
See, that's the thing. When it comes, now you want to sidetrack your simping.
I ain't simping though. I don't think I'm simping. I mean, I keep it real in my situation.
What do you mean you keep it real?
Like, you know, if I feel like something ain't right in a situation, I just kind of, you know, shit don't get up the pot type of shit. You know, like, if I feel like she's playing around, I'm like, okay, look, what's this about? Like, are you down or are you not down? Like, I don't have time to be going back and forth playing high school games with you. So, I mean, that's my mentality for the most part.
And what kind of cooperation are you getting?
Well, Libby, we talk a lot, you know, texting, we call each other every once in a while. Oh, God, come on, man. It's not.
Oh, where'd that come from? Oh, I don't know. Man. There's some music came from somewhere. I don't know where it came from. But go ahead. Y'all do what?
So, I mean, we spend time around, you know, each other. So, that's like the most
did you say shopping?
No, we spend time with each other.
Now you sound like you said shopping. Now, have you bought this woman stuff, man?
Oh, nah, none at all. I know the rules, man. Keep your money in your pocket.
I understand that, but let's be real, because some dudes try to minimize their simping. Let's be real, when you go out on dates, how much money do you spend,
man? I mean, probably the most, like $20-$25.
Like, what places
at
do you
most.
Take her? What places do you take her?
We go to like nice restaurants and stuff like that.
Nice restaurants like what?
Let me see. Okay, there's this restaurant called Clyde's Restaurant. It's like an upscale restaurant.
What city is this?
DC.
Oh, in DC.
It's
Clyde's.
In DC. Yeah.
Where my DC people at? Where's Clyde's? All my DC people in the chat room. So you go to
it's
Clyde's.
In Georgetown.
Georgetown. Okay.
That's like the nice upscale areas. I mean, that's where I like to go, so.
So you taking this woman out to upscale eateries?
I mean, because I like to go there in the first place. So I didn't think it was, like, simping if I
okay, let me get this straight. Okay, so you're taking another man's chick to
She's not a relationship. She's single. She's just talking to a whole bunch of other dudes.
She's single, but she's talking to a bunch of other dudes.
Yeah, because, you know, she has authority on campus. She's a president of an organization, so she has to interact with these guys on a daily basis.
Dude, that's called a hoe. All that stuff where she's talking about interacting with dudes, that sounds like the campus hoe. And this sounds like you.
Captain, nah, man, I am not saving, man.
Captain Saber Hoe.
I am not saving, man.
Boy, that cape is flapping. Brother, your cape is flapping.
I threw my cape off the way.
Brother, your cape is flapping, brother.
Oh, man.
Man, your cape is flapping. I'm not, I got to keep it 100, but that cape is flapping a little bit, fam. She's dealing with
like
a bunch
game,
of...
man. You can't be too aggressive with these girls.
I understand that, brother, but goddamn, take your cape off, dude. She's dealing with a bunch of different dudes. This sounds like the camp is whole. It, when they start talking about, well, I deal with them because I'm in the community act. No, bullshit. She's chilling with all these other niggas and simping with you, or got you simping, and you believing everything she's telling you. You got to stop doing that, man. You got to assume when women start talking about being around a lot of dudes, just assume that somebody's hitting that. And you don't want to be babysitting a chick that's getting banged out by another dude. You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah, you. Now, where you? I can almost hear an accent in your voice. Where are you? Your people, Haitian or something? Where's your family from?
Oh, I'm from West Africa. I was born and raised in Nigeria.
Oh, okay. So, okay, yeah, I knew I heard an accent.
Yeah.
Now, this woman,
the way I was raised.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, so now is this woman white, this girl you're trying to holler at?
No, she's black.
Okay.
She's black.
Okay. So yeah, now how were you raised?
She's real cool.
Look, now how were you raised?
You said, how old am I?
Yeah, no. You said the way you were raised. You were explaining how you were raised.
Yeah. I was raised, you know, I was raised to worship females and, you know, value females and take care of females. But ever since I got hip to game, everything just changed. And it's hard for me to just transition from that previous mentality to, you know, being a boss, being a mag, being an alpha male. And, like, I'm still learning the game right now, and everything is just coming at me so fast. So,
yeah,
you know, that's why I keep calling you and asking you for advice.
Yeah.
A lot of situations I've been in, man, I've been in some crazy situations. I just don't know how to get out of it, you know.
Okay, but one thing you got to do, you got to understand, you know, you got to use your African kundalini energy to recognize when you're going out with the neighborhood hoe. You understand?
Right.
And when women tell you certain things, understand a lot of times they'll tell you half-truths. A lot of women out here, they play a lot of these little dating games and relationship games and these con games on dudes, and you cannot believe everything they say. Now, how long have you been dealing with this girl again?
We've been talking for like two weeks.
Okay. And, I mean, on these dates, have you gotten a kiss, a hug? I mean, what have you gotten?
I mean, a hug, yeah, you know. It's just the sexual tension that's popping, so I'm just kind of like chilling with that, you know.
Okay, but yeah, don't be satisfied with that. You need to use some of your African circle of life energy, nigga. You hold on, nigga. You need to see her and pull your dick out and be like this on her ass. Next time you see her, you come in the bed, nigga.
Man.
I just come in the bed, come in the room with a thong on, nigga.
Okay, please. I had a question. Aside from all this, I had a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going through a lot right now with school because we take an exam. So I just want to ask you, like, how do you deal with stress that you feel like is overwhelming you, especially if you got a lot of stuff going on for yourself? Like, what are some strategies you can do to deal with stress? Because, you know, I'm going through a lot right now with school and family.
I gotta,
you know, my sister ran away from home.
God damn. Whoa. You do got a lot of stuff going on, fam. And I can understand your frustration with your dating. One way to relieve stress, man, is just find out what do you like to do as a hobby and just kind of indulge in that. I mean, you know, something like the guitar, dancing, finger painting, whatever you like to do as a hobby. You know, kind of spend a little time doing that to relax your mind so you can get into your thoughts and then kind of figure out where you need to go. What you need to do also, you're doing good by being in the library so you can get away from all the ruckus and go where it's quiet so you can chill and kind of get your mind together. Now, your sister,
okay.
You say your sister ran away from home. How old is your sister?
I mean, she's 19, but, I mean, the situation that made her run away was between her and my parents being too strict, and she didn't like that no more, and she just left the house. And
your sister,
I'm the oldest in the family, so I'm just kind of, like, overwhelmed, and I got school. I have a job on campus. I have authority on campus to a certain degree because I'm in a leadership position. So, you know, I'm like overwhelmed right now. And I just want to see, like, if you ever been in a situation like this where you feel like you're about to break, like, how did you, you know, get out of that situation or fix it? So,
yeah, man, you know, that's called life, man. Life piles up on you. And what you want to do is, like I said, you want to get clarity. You want to get clarity, and you just got to kind of get like into a meditative mode. Go somewhere where you can isolate yourself so you can think. a lot of times, man, if you get a chance to think, you can work out a lot of problems. See, the thing is with us, a lot of times, black people, we are piled on top of each other so much, we don't get a chance to be by ourselves enough long enough to kind of think things out. A lot of times what I would do, if I get too overwhelmed, there are too many people around, you know, I hop on a plane, I go to some remote island somewhere. That's how I used to write my books. When I wrote my books, I would go to Hawaii a lot because all my friends and girls that I would date would be at my house all the time. So I just got away from everybody so I can work my thoughts out. Now, some people might not have the resources to do that, but like I said, you're doing good at the library. But there's so much stuff going on in your family, man. You know, some serious stuff like your sister. That's something that concerns me. Sound like your sister found her a white dude somewhere. Some white dude and got her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to think about it too much, you know, but I mean, it's life.
Your sister, you're going to get a call from a white guy. Yes, hey, Mchuke is living here with me, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me get on. What are you going to
D.C., man? We need you to come out here and bring the game down.
I was going to come to D.C. I was trying my damnedest to include D.C. on the lecture tour, but we just couldn't get a damn venue, man. It was hell trying to get a venue. So all my promoters out there, y'all holler at me for the next tour. We'll see. I'll let y'all know, man. But let me get these.
You got an email or something, you know? If I find somebody, I can email you, maybe.
Yeah. KFlex4Life, the number 4 Life. KFlex4Life@yahoo.com. All right, man. Stop simping. Let these female know what's up, man. All right?
Appreciate you, KFlex, man. Take care.
Thanks for the call, man. All right. That was our African brother right there. Had a little simping in his spirit. My African brother had just a tad bit of simping in his spirit. Well, let me read this one last story for you guys, man. Because this ties into the whole Negro slave buck mentality that a lot of brothers have that I was talking about earlier. There's a story about an NFL player that just came out this week. New York Giants safety Landon Collins. Now, Landon Collins, professional football player. This guy does what a lot of black men do when they get into the NFL or when they become athletes. This guy knocked up a bunch of women at the same time. There's a story about one of his chicks, his baby moms, that put him on blast because he has 3 different women who gave birth to his children, like really months apart, all within the same time frame. And I think what Chad Ochocinco had some shit like that, where there was a bunch of kids that's the same age. A lot of these dudes, man, these athletes, they got this thing where the minute they get money, the minute they get signed, the minute they get a big deal or whatever, all of a sudden the plantation buck is magnified. Because the thing is, understand this, money really doesn't change people. I want y'all to understand this. Money really does not change people. Money basically magnifies what's already there. So if you get money and you were a coon before you got money, that money is going to make you a bigger coon. Money just magnifies what was already there. You dig? If you're a real cat, money is going to magnify that. Like a person like Tupac was a real cat from top to bottom. When Tupac got money, Tupac kept that shit 100. That was kind of, he kept it real to his detriment, unfortunately. But a lot of these athletes, man, they grow up in these single mother homes, these plantation mammies, and they're taught to have a slave buck mentality. And during slavery, the slave buck was valued for his physical strength, and he was valued by how many women he could impregnate. I want you guys to look at the movie Goodbye, Uncle Tom. This movie is available free online. This movie was made in 1971. It is very disturbing. This was one of the most realist depictions of slavery ever shown on film. They shot this film as if it were a documentary. The film was very controversial, very shocking. And in this film, it's the first time the slave breeding plantations were ever talked about or depicted in a motion picture. Yes, some Italian dudes made that movie. They created this whole Mondo shock film genre that started in the 60s. But I really want y'all to watch this movie. It's a very disturbing movie. But they showed how the plantation bucks were used to impregnate slave women. And they prized the plantation bucks. They treated them niggas like horses, like cattle. And they would pair them in with women. And a lot of us have that plantation buck mentality now. Your identity is based on your physical prowess and how many women you can knock up. We've regressed into that plantation buck mentality. Too many brothers have that. And the minute you get some money, instead of using that money smart and flipping it and doing the right thing, you got rappers and you got athletes out here. The minute they get money, that makes them a bigger damn plantation buck and they end up knocking up everything. And the white supremacists love that because they know that that money is going to be dwindled. All of your resources will be dwindled because the child support courts will be getting all that money. The Gloria Allreds and all of these other people in the suspected white supremacist society, they're going to be getting all that money. And the minute these niggas get some money, they start knocking up chicks all in a damn row. All these niggas be having like 10 three-year-old kids. All your kids are the same damn age, like a fucking clown. That stupid shit has to stop. And I'm talking to y'all NFL niggas, because a lot of y'all listen, and I want y'all to listen. Some of y'all niggas need to cut that dumb shit out. You look retarded doing that, knocking up all of these ratchets. And they set y'all up for that. They want you knocking up these ratchets. Rappers and athletes be on that shit. Look, Fetty Wap got a whole bunch of chicks pregnant. Look, Peter Guns, he's another one. Peter Guns be getting different chicks pregnant back to back. And come on, dude, that plantation buck shit is dead. You cannot grow as a community on some plantation buck shit where you just drop your seed and then let massa figure it out. That shit where you just drop your seed and massa will figure it out. That ain't gonna work, man. That works against you. That works against us as a community. That shit ain't cute. And niggas brag about that. They think that that shit is fly. Y'all niggas look and sound stupid doing that. That plantation buck mentality has to go along with the Negro Bedouins mentality. Because now you're dwindling the little resources you have. That's why so many NFL players go broke. NFL players go broke about 5 years after they retire on average. On average, NFL players, 5 years after they retire, the majority of them get divorced. The women leave your ass. And then you lose your money. And then they dumbasses end up on ESPN as commentators sounding like big fucking coons. Do you notice that? You notice, you look at ESPN and you got a bunch of former athletes cooning the fuck up because they done shitted off all their money in child support being a plantation buck. Now they done moved into the big house and they become butlers and fucking coons. That's why you have these Butter Biscuit Sambo ass niggas on ESPN saying stupid shit all the time. And then those ratchets that you knocked up, they end up on Basketball Wives and Love and Hip Hop. It's a whole racket that the white supremacists profit and gain from. The white supremacist, slave master, he profits from the slave bucks, and he profits from the damn the Negro mammies. The bed bucks, the slave bucks get on the sports channels, and the mammies and the winches are on Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives and Ballers Wives and all this stupid shit. And I use the term wife very loosely because none of them are wives. You notice that? On all these shows about wives, hardly any of these people are wives. That's the ironic thing. Hardly any of these people are wives. These are just jump-offs and side pieces. And we become side shows being on that plantation ship. We got to get off that. We got to be thinkers. We can entertain ourselves in better ways than being on some plantation shit. That has to go. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget, man, get tickets to join me live at the Coon Train Awards here in Los Angeles. That's in April 9th. That's in a couple of weeks from now. And get tickets to join me live on the More Russ Lectures Tour. That's going to be coming to Miami, April 25th. That's going to be coming to New York City. No, wait, what did I say? Wait. It's coming to Miami, April 23rd. New York City, April 25th. Dallas, April 29th. And Houston, April 30th. So you guys don't want to miss that. Get your tickets now at TariqLive.com. I'm going to holler at you guys on this Sunday's Ustream. Y'all have a good weekend and peace.